AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The National Weather Service has issued warnings for extreme cold and winter storms from northern Minnesota across the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic, with freezing temperatures possible as far south as Florida and Georgia. Ed Donahue on what it's been doing in Michigan.
Lake effect snow is blamed for a crash involving more than 100 vehicles near Grand Rapids, a stretch of Interstate 196.
Full-blown accidents to winch outs, jackknife semis.
Jeff Westfeld is with Grand Valley Towing. Pedro Mata Jr. says he was off duty driving a snowplow. Conditions were near whiteout when he saw the brake lights in front of him and chose to drive off the road.
Once the blizzard cleared out a little bit, I was able to see the jackknife truck in front of me and some of the FedEx trucks that were swerving to prevent from being colliding. And at that point, I just veered off to the left side of the median and chose to go over the ditch instead of colliding with any of the trucks, and was more worried about being hit from behind.
State police in Michigan say there were numerous injuries, but no deaths reported. I'm Ed Donahue.
An Israeli official says the nation has been asked to join President Trump's Board of Peace that will supervise the next phase of the Gaza peace plan. Activists say nearly 4,000 people have now been killed in Iran amid the crackdown on protests. And John Gambrell reports.
U.S. aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln that's past Singapore. It looks like it's heading towards the Middle East. That would potentially give the United States a platform by which to launch any possible military attack against Iran. President Trump has laid down two red lines, the killing of peaceful protesters, as well as Iran conducting mass executions. Iran has said that it's not going to hurt those that it believes should have Islamic leniency.
And a source tells AP, Fed Chair Jerome Powell will attend Supreme Court arguments this week on President Trump's effort to fire Fed Governor Lisa Cook. This is AP News. Demonstrations of defiance in Denmark and Greenland to President Trump.
Red baseball caps spoofing Donald Trump's iconic hats have become a symbol of Danish and Greenlandic defiance against threats of the U.S. president to seize the frozen territory. Instead of Make America Great Again, the caps are emblazoned with slogans, Make America Go Away.
Of course they think it's funny, but first of all they want to show their support to the people from Greenland.
That's 58-year-old store owner and cap designer Jesper Rabe Tonneson.
If I was an artist, I've made music, I could do a contribute to this, but now I am making clothing and creative things, so that's what I could do.
Tennyson says they've ordered thousands more caps. All profits, the store owner says, will be donated to a Greenlandic children's charity. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.